Amen. Amen. Say big amen. 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 How did they know you as well? Anya dura meji lati da. Olukuluku ni o si kera la da. Egbo le do ti mo so. Au kera la da. Ki se pe au soro. Au ki do da. Adura akoko ni eyi ti a tin dabo. Gbogbo n to so mi po mo okoko. Afara to so mi po mo okoko. Bi a ma ti n dole kuro nbi to wa. Oya ile e mi mo ja. Gbogbo oko to so mi po mo okoko. Ma je mo to so mi po mo okoko. Wa ino oya ja. Tori pe mo ti gbagbo. Ma je mo to so mi po mo okoko. Ah, oko to so mi po mo okoko. Afara to so mi po mo okoko. Oya ja de lo oya wi na. Wo loruko Jesu Kristi oya ja ma wi jadanu oya ile ma jadanu oya ja ni pasa ina gbogbo afara afara to so aye mi mo okoko oya jo gbogbo oko to so mi pa mo okoko oya ja gbogbo majemu to so mi pa mo okoko oya ja ni oruko jesu oya ja ni oruko jesu oya jani orugo jesu nipasẹ iná oya jadanu ma wi gbogbo n to so mi po mo okoko agbara to so mi po mo okoko oya iná pe iná le lori oya ma ja ma we oya ma ja gbadanu loruko Jesu oya ma ja ma gbadanu loruko Jesu oya ma ja ma gbadanu ni oruko Jesu ma wi pe ori mi o gbabode tori pe mo ti gbagbo ati fi agbara fun mi lati di omo Olorun tori ti ati agbara fun mi lati di omo Olorun tori bi ati ra mi ni iye kan emi ese ti esu ma emi ese ti okoko ma emi ese ti ese ma emi ese ti aye ma afara to so mi po mo to so aye mi po mo okoko e jadanu Ejadano. Ma jẹmu to so aye mi pọ mọ okoko. E ja ka gbinu dano. Gbogbo ipa to so mi pọ mọ okoko. E ja ka gbinu dano. E ja ka gbinu dano. Ma we. Ma we. Ma we. Ma we. E ja. E gbinu. E tare. Ejiro etare eja eja danu ni oruko Jesu 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 Kristi eja ejiro etare ni oruko Jesu. Gbogbo ẹ̀mú gbogbo afárá gbogbo okò tó so ní pọ̀mọ́ òkòkò ẹjẹ́ ìwò ẹjẹ́ dànù ní orúkọ Jésù. Ẹjẹ́ dànù ní orúkọ Jésù. Ẹjẹ́ dànù ní orúkọ
Jésù. Jesus name.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa. Ami to ro bi ara meta ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa. Iwe yin rere Johanu ori keje ese ka edogun lati mu adura ikeju
according to John chapter 7 verse 15.
Oni o si ti oko tere se patan.
And he made a rope and
se gbogbo won jade kuro ninu temple.
And send them all out of the temple.
Ati aguda ati malu.
Both sheep and cows.
Wọ́n ti dá òwò àwọn onípasẹ̀ bá rò wònú.
And turn the tables of his money changer.
Ó sì fi temple wọn ṣubú.
And
every man of the temple in one should be
turned down their table.
Mi o gba yin dada.
He turned down their table.
Ede mi ro fun temple ni pepe.
Another word for temple.
E ma ti rara.
You are going to shout.
Pe gbogbo pepe okoko.
Every altar of the darkness.
Gbogbo pepe okoko to gbe ogoro fun aye.
Every altar of the darkness that rose up at you against my life.
Gbogbo pepe okoko to gbe ogoro fun aye.
Every altar of the darkness that rose up at you against my life. Every temple of the demon.
Mo fi Yesu bulo ni nipa jaro.
I turn you down by the power of God. I turn you down by the power of God. I
force
you to pray. And you pray them to be every other darkness. Every temple of darkness. That rose in your body.
That
keep you in prayer.
Fall
down. Fall down. Now start praying.
Lord God Jesus. Ina me me ma 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 o. O ya me God Jesus. Ẹwọ́ olùlẹ̀ ya ẹwọ́ ya ọya gbogbo tẹ́bìlì òkòkò.
Every temple of darkness.
Gbogbo pẹpẹ òkòkò.
Every altar of darkness.
Tẹ́bìlì.
Every temple.
Gbogbo pẹpẹ.
Every altar.
Gbogbo ogoro.
Ya raise up at you.
Ẹyà olùlẹ̀.
Fall down.
Ẹwọ́ olùlẹ̀.
Fall down.
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 Ẹyà olùlẹ̀.
Fall down. In the name of Jesus, fall down, fall down, every temple, every altar, that rose up back to the life, fall down, in the name of Jesus, to turn apart, fall down, break into pieces, 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 this mountain, break fall down. Break into pieces. Break into pieces. Break into pieces. Break into pieces. This mountain. Fall down. Break into pieces. Fall down. Break into pieces. Fall down. Fall down. Break into pieces. 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 Fall down. Break into pieces.
In the name of Jesus. Fall in the name of Jesus. Fall in the name of Jesus. Every altar fall down. Fall down, tear down. Every altar problem. Every altar of darkness. Tear apart in Jesus' name. Every altar of evil possession. Tear down in Jesus' name.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi Oluwa
Jesus name we pray.
Ni eleyi ni igba meje ni.
This amen will be seven times.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi
Jesus name we pray.
O ti ri be.
It is so.
O ti ri be.
It is so. I said it is so.
So good for Oluwa.
Let's have a seat.
Adupe lowo Olorun fun awon ti Olorun ti se lati ni isoje yi.
We bless the name of the Lord for what he has been doing from this revival.
Glory be to oruko re.
Glory be to his name.
Mo ni ogo ni fun oruko re.
I say glory be to his name.
Mo ni ogo nla ni fun oruko re.
I say glory be to his name.
Ni eni
today.
This is your joy, Ketala.
Which is the 13th day.
Ambawa Soro.
You are speaking to us.
Ni abe koko ti apeni.
Under the topic called.
Jidaya ja awon alejo.
Making the strangers tremble.
Jidaya ja awon alejo.
Making the strangers tremble.
Eje ki gbogbo wa ko jo so.
Let everyone of us echo that.
Eje ka so dada.
Let's say very well.
Jidaya ja awon alejo.
Making the strangers tremble.
House the Bible was in the way Psalm orikeji dini ogun.
You open your Bible to the book of Psalm chapter 18.
Psalm orikeji dini ogun.
Psalm 18.
Ese iketa le ni ogoji.
Verse 43.
Si ese iketa dini adota.
To verse 48.
O kabayi wipe.
Three doors.
Iwọ ti yọ mi kuro ninu ija awọn eniyan.
Thou has delivered me from the strivings of the people.
Iwọ ti mi jẹ olori awọn orilẹ-ede.
Thou has made me the head of the heading.
Eniyan ti emi ko ti mọ.
A people whom I have not known.
Yóò máa sìn mi.
Shall serve me.
Bí wọ́n ti ń gbúrò mi.
As soon as they hear of me.
Wọ́n gbà mí gbọ́.
They shall obey me.
Àwọn ọmọ àjèjì yóò tẹ̀rí wọn ba fún mi.
The strangers shall submit themselves unto me.
Àyà yóò bá àwọn àlejò.
The strangers shall fade away.
Wọ́n ó sì fi ìbẹ̀rù jáde ní
ìgbọ́n bí wọ́n. And be afraid out of their closed places.
Olúwa ń bẹ̀.
The Lord liveth.
Olùbùkún sì ní àpáta mi.
And blessed be my Lord.
Kí a sì gbé Ọlọ́run ìgbàlà mi lékè.
And let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God avenged me. And subdue the people under me.
He
delivered me from my enemy.
Yes.
Thou lifted me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Say amen. I can't hear your amen.
Say
amen.
Ẹwú ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínlẹ̀ àádọ́ta yẹn dáadáa.
Look at verse 45 very well.
Ó ní àyà yóò pa àwọn àlejò.
He says the strangers shall fade away.
Àyà yóò pa àwọn àlejò.
The strangers shall fade away.
Dídá àyà já àwọn àlejò.
Making the strangers tremble.
Ó ní àbá wa sọ̀rọ̀ lé lómi.
That is the topic of today's sermon.
Dídá àyà já àwọn àlejò.
Making the strangers tremble.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sọ wípé.
The word of God says.
Àyà yóò pa àwọn àlejò.
The strangers shall tremble.
Àyà yóò pa àwọn àlejò.
The strangers shall tremble.
Nípa bẹ́ẹ̀ nígbà tí àdìyà bá pa àwọn àlejò.
And when the strangers tremble.
Wọ́n ní lè dúró níbi tí wọ́n wà mọ́.
They will not be able to stay at their hiding place again.
Nígbà tí ìbẹ̀rùbojó bá mú wọn.
When great tremble come upon them.
Wọ́n máa kó gbogbo ẹrù wọn ní kíákíá.
They will pack their load hastily.
Wọ́n sì máa sá jáde kúrò níbi tí wọ́n
wà. And run out of their hiding place.
Isaiah náà ni ẹ̀mí mímọ́ Ọlọ́run ṣe nínú ayé olúkúlùkù tó ń gbọ́rọ̀.
And this is the work the Spirit of God is doing in the life of each people listening to this word.
Níbi níbi gbogbo tí a ti lè ní orí ọ̀bẹ láti mọ ẹgbọ́n
náà. Yes, and wherever we have the privilege to lis ten to the word and we shall lis ten to it.
Bí a ti ń gbọ́.
As we are listening to it.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Ọlọ́run yóò máa ṣiṣẹ́ tọ ọ̀rọ̀ náà lẹ́yìn.
So is the Lord is going to back up his word.
Ó ní àyà yóò pa àwọn àlejò.
He says the strangers are tremble.
Àwọn wo ni àlejò?
Who are those people called strangers?
Àwọn wo ni àlejò?
Who are the strangers?
Ó ń tí a pè ní àlejò níbí.
Strangers here.
Ó ní èṣù.
Is the devil.
Àti àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú.
And demons.
Moses is suffering.
And I've told you that demons are in category. And God does not create man's life so that it will be the abiding place of the demons. God creates man so that he can abode in man. Human beings are the abode of God on the face of the earth. God created man so that he can live in him. Therefore, whatever that is living inside man, maybe in the spiritual realm, maybe in the heart, or maybe in the body system, which is different from the spirit of God, they are strangers. They are strangers. That is what the psalmist says, that the strangers shall tremble. These strangers is mentioning all things different from that of God in the life of man. Check your Bible in the book of Psalm 54, verse 3. When the strangers rise up against me and oppressors seek after my soul, they have not set God before them. We can see the meaning of strangers in another category here. It means anything that rises up battle against us, anything that goes against our life, everything that opposes peace in our life, everything in our life that is tormenting us, everything that goes against the peace of our life, they are strangers. And oppressors seek after my soul. Everything that does not regard God, everything that doesn't regard God in our life, they are strangers. Prophet Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 5, the book of prophet Isaiah, it says, thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. Hallelujah. Here we can see that the shouts and the noises, noises of the strangers. What is the noises of the strangers? Noises that are meaningless. Noises of tormentation. Wicked noises. Noises of demons. He said he shall be brought down. There are noises that they are evil ways. They never see good words. Evil ways. What of oppression? What that destroys him? Therefore, the noises of the strangers have been brought low. Here we can see anything speaking against us, anything speaking evil against us. We can illustrate them as a stranger. When we check Isaiah chapter 29, verse 5. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dogs, and multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yes. It shall be at an instant suddenly. Look at the first statement in English language. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dogs. Here we can exemplify strangers as enemies. Anything that opposes one's success. Strangers means your enemy. Anything that opposes your success. Anything that opposes your joy. Anything that opposes your going forward. Anything that opposes your peace. Anything that comes into your life that torments you. They are strangers.
anything that they don't go in line with you in your body system, they are stranger.
Oshia.
Oshia. Oshia chapter 7.
Oshia.
Oshia chapter 7. When you check it, verse 9, it says, strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, their ears are here and dear upon him, and yet he knoweth not. Strangers have devoured his strength. Here we can see the strangers as devourers, things that devour strength, things that devour glory, things that devour one's goodness. Take it here, chapter 8, verse 7. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the wild wind.
It
has no stalk. The bird shall yield no meal. If so be it, the strangers shall swallow it all. The strangers shall swallow it all. We can see strangers as things that swallow up some goodness, one profit. Therefore, when we say we are to make the strangers tremble, I intentionally open your eyes to the meaning of stranger. It is not that person you accept in your house, but that thing that comes into your life and goes contrary. Maybe you are the one that entertain it into your life and don't know that it's just going contrary. Maybe it is someone that calls it into your life or your parents, and it comes into your life and goes contrary. They are strangers. Whatever thing that doesn't allow the covenant of God to be fulfilled in your life, they are strangers. That thing that makes you have evil thoughts all the time, they are strangers. Therefore, how can we make the strangers tremble? God wants us to know three things. Therefore, we shall disseminate this among three
subtopics.
Under the first of seven, we shall disseminate this among. Attitudes of devil and his
hosts.
Attitudes of the devil and his hosts. This is attitude of the stranger. Under the second subtopic, this is secret to making the strangers tremble. Secret to making the strangers tremble. Under the third subtopic, case studies of making strangers tremble. Case studies of making strangers tremble. Case studies of making strangers tremble. Under the first point, attitude of the devil and his
own.
This is attitude of the demonic stranger. Attitude of the demonic stranger. You see the devil and all his oaths. Are they use them for oppression? Those one he used for committing sin. Those one he make one and transform him into a minister. The attitude. They have certification. Demonic stranger. They terrify. Therefore, if you are not bold, the devil might make you tremble. The devil might tell you that he is very great than the world. The devil can tell you that as you see him, there is nothing that is not in his possession. Devil might terrify. He has terrification. That is why Jesus said to the Jews in the book of John, chapter
8,
verse 44, he says, ye are of the devil your father.
And you fulfill to do the will of your father. He is a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar. And the father of he. Terrification. Deceit. Lies. These are the attitudes of the devil. That is the reason why a believer should not look at the person that is confessing. A believer should not go and look at that person that is being tormented by the devil. A believer should not go into the house of those people that wear white garments and wear white shirts. They are filled with the spirit of witchcraft. They do disrupt families and one's life. Because it is the spirit of the devil, they are going to terrify. They are going to lie. And they are going to be subtle. They manifest in the form of snakes. It is the one that deceive our poor mother who is. They deserve also our certification. The second one is that they instill fear. Devil and his host. Devil and his host, they instill fear. They instill fear. They do instill fear. They do make one's heart to tremble. That is the reason why the Holy Book tells everyone that believes that we don't need to lose our boldness. Because it has great reward. It has great reward. You don't have to use your boldness. There is no one, no creator that is above God. And you must know that in your heart that God abides in you. And with God in your heart, there is nothing that can confront you and overcome you. Nothing can come and confront you and overcome you. He says, if God be by our side, who shall wage war against us? I'm telling you about the attitudes of the devil and his hosts. Another attitude that the devil proud. He proud. That was what he did, and he was chased into the air. And he still does that in this world. When he came to Jesus, maybe I hear what he said. He said, submit yourself to me. If you can bow your head to me, look at all these things. He says, I'll give it to you. Because he is foolish, he doesn't know that he's speaking to his own creator. Jesus to the book scene. He exemplified Jesus like Adam. He was thinking Jesus was Eve. But Jesus to the book scene. When he said he's going to give him the possession of this world, he was the one that created it. It is this word of fraudness and subtlety that makes some people to go into a ritual. The devil is going to make him believe that he owns the money. Now if you are ready, I'll give it to you. That is what some people did and they ran mad. That is what they did and they became imbecile. He has money, but he has no peace of mind and no later hand. I'll speak it to you. Attitudes of the devil. Devil is a subtle man. He do deceive. He's going to make sin like a look like a fashion. Sin is a very black thing. Then devil is going to coat it with a shiny thing to deceive man so that you take it. devil is a sly man that deceives the world. That is the reason why we must snatch ourselves. Things that will kill the devil might make it glitter and you pick it. Things that can destroy one's life, the devil might deceive one to pick it. Look at how he told Eve. He told Eve that fruit that God told you not to eat is a good food. It's a good food. It's going to make you wise. That is how the devil draws his subtle man. All those things your pastor keeps saying you should not do. What is keep repeating that you should not do? All those things he's saying. You are going to become good by it. You'll be good by it. Your glory will spring forth by it. You will come out to it. Good men is going to look at you like that. If it's for the male, they say that good females will look at you. It is a subtle man. When he told Eve that fruit, he said you won't die. In another way around, listen, he says he won't die. And Eve doesn't believe. Eve doesn't observe that. He says you won't die. This means he would die in several ways. He says he won't die in a way. He says he won't die at all. But when he eats the fruit, he dies spiritually, he dies physically. It was God that have mercy on him that he doesn't die eternally. Devil is a subtle man. Devil is a subtle man. Devil is a subtle man. Don't do this. He will tell you that don't listen to them. When you do it, are you going to tell them? Will you, after you do it, will you tell them? The labor will be placed on you. He's a subtle man. The Spirit of God intentionally make you know the deeds of the devil and his ways. What causes problem and battle for some people's lives? It was devil that deceived them. And it was passion that you use in drawing there. Say all those things they told you not to do. Don't wear trousers. Don't bleach your skin. Don't do all those things. Does that mean your faith should be in your heart? You have believed and you do call his name. And your heart is clean. Your outer body, even if it is naked, doesn't mean. Even if you are naked, you walk about naked and you have a long hair. And he knows what he's doing. That is where the spirit of serpent came into some people's life. That is where the spirit of death came into some people's life. It's true passion. It was true passion. He's a subtle man. He's a subtle man. Strangers are now walking around in some people's life. Where he has attached an evil ear with a ear. He thought he's here, but he doesn't know that serpents and snakes. It has become snakes on our head. I'm speaking to you. That natural ear given to her by God, instead of plating it and in having peace of mind and swinging for the bone to eat, no. Going to attach ear to eat and everything is going to become bigger. They will still sew it with needle and thread. Some will not look like wig on our head. You that your head ought to be light. You prayed and prayer should enter into all your staff. They now carry and put every load on your head. We that we are praying that God should take away every load from your head. Devil is now placing loads of passion on you. And speaking to you, this is a dangerous danger from some style of the devil. Don't wear trousers, don't wear everything. The devil will tell you that. It was before you were born that it has.
church. All those things that pastor is doing. You will become smart, sweet. You become smart. When you want to wear trousers, all your body will be smart. And even if you wear it, why can't you wear a garment on it? That's the thing that leads you into fasting. And it is in that fasting that the devil demons came in. And the devil demons are oppressing you and afflicting you. It is the devil, defeat of the devil. Defeat and subtlety of the devil. Look at your skin. Your skin is already changing. Your skin is changing. Your business is changing. At your starting point, the devil tell you, I am maintaining your color. The devil will call bleaching of your skin maintaining of your color. He will tell you that you are maintaining your skin. He will tell you that you are maintaining your skin. The shouting of that pastor doesn't mean anything. But when it bleaches to a stage, then the devil is going to withdraw. It's the beast of the devil. That is when you see that you are destroying your skin. Then no remedy again, you begin to suffer for it from today. Every spirit of battle, every spirit of strangers that come into your life through the sensibility of the devil, the fire of God will chase them out. Devil is a liar. Devil is subtle. Devil is selfish. He do make people tremble. The spirit of battle will tell you that. Do you think that only prayer can chase him out? He was one that killed your father. He was one that killed your mother. All your brothers, he killed them. Then you are the one that will capture him. Is the devil that he do instill fear in such way? Therefore, you do not listen to the devil. Let me tell you like this. Many people that come to church and claim that they believe they don't have understanding. Then they go. On the way, when they see people that are worshipping idols, or maybe the twin idol, when they slam them to the floor, people, some now wait, they will be looking, they say, we don't know how God can encounter one's life. They will stand. Then that person will start talking. Your situation is just like Eve and the serpent talking. You want to listen to that person that the idol is slamming to the floor? Don't you know that it's the spirit of demons that came into you? There's nothing to tell you than to instill fear in you. There's nothing to tell you than to instill fear into you. There's nothing to tell you than the words of deceit. There's nothing to tell you than words of hostility. Nothing to tell you than lies. Because the forefathers of this, the origin, is a threatener, is a liar, is a threatener. The deeds of the devil and his foes. The deeds of the stranger. Deeds of the money stranger. Afford you. It's just like building a house and having a bad tenant. That is how we can illustrate the demonic stranger. You know, evil tenant. They will have the kitchen and they will cook inside their room. They will cook inside the room. If you want to spit out, it's going to spit at the cornerstone of the house. Big nails is going to nail it in, on the wall. Most especially in rainy season like this, evil tenants. He's going to put his own wire inside his house. He's going to attach his clothes inside it. This woman, this man, said to me that it is raining. I'm speaking to you. You are not going to have an evil stranger. He's going to dig out all the ground. He's going to dig out all the ground. And he won't pay for rain. If you not tell the person to pack out. That you don't know that person that will send him out of this place. Until when he wishes to get out. When he wishes to get out. Maybe 2 years. Maybe 3 years. And if he wishes, he can say, until when he builds his own house, he's going to pack it into his own house from here. That is the example of the deeds of the demonic stranger. When you have that kind of tenant by mistake, what will happen is that the landlord will not be at rest. The landlord will not be at rest. He's as if he has accepted his own enemy. That is how the money changers are in one's life. I move to the second
subtopic,
which is secret to making the strangers tremble. This kind of demonic strangers I told you, there is a secret to make them tremble. The fourth secret is that is very important. You know, many people do come to church. Many people come to the mountain and pray, but they don't know the meaning of faith. Anybody that will make the stranger tremble, he's going to endow Jesus totally. He's going to endow him, not by your spirit believing him. When you want to make the stranger tremble, you endow Jesus. Jesus doesn't want to see the stranger. And that is why God has created us. I've told you some days ago, God created us so that we are going to put the devil to shame. He wants to make us put the devil to shame. God wants us to carry us all around on the face of the heart, that whenever we move around, the devil is going to start running here and there. Because he's going to see, look at us as if he's looking at the Creator. He's going to look at us as if he's seeing God. He will see us as if he's seeing Jesus. That is why the psalmist says, ye are God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will endow man, and man will also endow God. This is the first step to making the stranger tremble. When you endow God, endowing God means you are setting into your life. You listen to his word. You will learn at his word. And you live your life according to his word. You are going to walk in his word. Your thoughts, your everything will be rooted in his word. You ensure that you are in his word. That means endowing him. Hallelujah. This is what gives birth to the second step, which is living a holy life. Apart from endowing God, you must know how to live a holy life. After you have endowed him, that is what will give birth to that. The strangers of your life, they run away. Take note of those things I'm telling you. Take note of those things I'm telling you. The third one is praying violent prayer. Praying violent prayers of faith. This is the secret. Praying violent prayers of faith. With crucifying oneself. These are the three secrets. You see these three secrets? It's like the landlord I told you I mistakenly have a evil tenant, and that tenant say he refused to get out of the house, and he's destroying that house, and he doesn't pay for house rent. You see this thing says I told you, it's like a landlord himself, he packed his loads out of the house, he packed the loads out of his house. When he had the rainy season like this, he packed his load out of the house and called the carpenter that, please let me remove all the roofs. Please let me remove all these roofs. Maybe 8 bedrooms, maybe 2 flats. Please let me remove the pans and put it down. Once the landlord takes pack out his load, if that stranger is filled with the devil, he's going to start trembling. That what does this person mean? When he sees that the carpenter came the second day, and he's in a rainy season like this, immediately, he's going to be with the air. That is exactly how these three sets are told to be. Anyone that comes to the church and never endowed Jesus and Jesus endowed him is just joking. Anybody coming to church that doesn't live a holy life is just joking. If you are coming to church and you don't know how to pray prayer of faith and crucify yourself, you see these three stairs? It's like you open the roofing sheet of your house. It's like you break yourself down. Everything that is in your life that is not in line with you will fly out. You that you live in villages before, and you aunts before. It's like you go and put fire in the hole of a rabbit. You put fire in the hole of a rabbit. It's going to come out. It will come out. It will fly out. If it can't fly out, it's going to die in that hole. But being there and enjoying, no. That is exactly this thing. That is exactly this test. Secret to making the stranger strange. You that you don't want another man to sleep, you also will not leave. If you want something together, you also get out. That thing will get out, then you go back. Then you refurnish the house. And speaking to you, secret to making the stranger strange. The stranger should tremble when the landlord doesn't refuse, when the landlord doesn't take steps. The strangers cannot tremble when the landlord is gentle. That is the reason why you must endow Jesus to chase out the money centers out of your life, to chase it out of your family, out of your marriage, out of your house, to chase out the money center. You must be steadfast in Jesus and endow him. You must live a holy lifestyle. You must live violently for your faith. You must know how to crucify yourself to your cross. You must know it very well. These are the sickies. These are the sickies. These are sickies. This makes me move to the first subtopic. Which I call case studies of making strangers tremble. I'll give you the example of Jesus as my Lord. Mark chapter 1, verse 23. To verse 28. And there was a certain man in the synagogue who, with an unclean spirit, he cried out. He said, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Have thou come to destroy us? I know thee who art thou, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had turned him and tried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And there we all amazed. In so much that they question among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For his authority commanded even the unclean, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region around Galilee. Hallelujah! Case studies of making the stranger strange and chasing them out.
temple.
Jesus was in the temple. Jesus was in the synagogue. Jesus was teaching there. He was teaching as I'm preaching. Then suddenly a man rose up and he began shouting. It was the stranger in him that was shouting. And the shouting was, let us alone. Let us alone. What have we to do with this? Thou Jesus of Nazareth. Are you come to destroy God? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. What happened to him? He was trembling. He was afraid. And he was with great fear. Because it is the Lord of God that entered into the temple. If you allow Jesus to enter into the temple of your life, it was when Jesus entered into that temple and that man was there. That was when the strangers of his life saw. Jesus has not spoken to him. He just saw Jesus and had the words of Jesus. And that stranger shouted. That was when Jesus said, get out of here. Let this man fell down. And that spirit stretched and gets out of his life. It gets out of his life. Maybe it is that spirit in him that doesn't allow him to be successful. Maybe that man has already exceeded 40 years old and is yet to marry. Maybe that spirit delayed him of being successful. So we don't come to you, Jesus. Why do you want to afflict us? He was, the spirit was afraid. Jesus said, get out. That man was free. That is how you are going to receive your freedom today. The money changes of your life. They are past their loads out.
Money your dad.
I say they will get out. Sit properly. Don't close your eyes now. Open your eyes. What are the strangers in your life? What are the strangers in your life? Jesus is that person you can accept. Give your life to Jesus. And give his case studies. I'll read it more. That verse 29, Mark chapter 1. And Paul, which when they were come out of the synagogue. And Paul with the enter into the house of Simon and Andrew.
Belu Jacob
with James and John. But Simon's wife mother lay sick of the fever, and anon they tell him of her, and he came and took her of the, by the hand and lifted her out, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Look at this verse. When Jesus left the synagogue, he went into the house of Peter, and he saw his in-law. She was sick of fever. Jesus touched her. He said, the fever left her. You might not marvel about that. I want to tell you the reason why she marvel you. Many of us know the meaning of malaria in African, white men might not know the meaning of fever. But when they ask a black man if he doesn't want to lie, he knows the meaning of malaria. If they tell you that someone has fever on the extent that he lay down, there is no injection, no drugs you can use that will make the person rise up instantly. If the injections and drugs work seriously, it will make that person sweat and will make it to the weak. It will make the person sleep. It will make the person pass out urine. And throughout that day, they do treat malaria for 3 days. Before the person starts getting ill, little by little, gradually. But this place, the superiority of Jesus' power to
injections are drug instantly. Instantly. The person that fever has laid down, instantly the power of Jesus rose out. Not that she just first of all sweat. She did not get first of all get weak. The power of the Lord instantly rose her all. The spirit of fever in her life was a stranger. And when Jesus lifted her all, we were made to understand that instantly fever left her. Check verse 32. And at even at this time of the day, when the sun did set, they brought unto him one that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city were gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils. And suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. I intentionally read this so that you understand. Case studies of making the stranger stranger. Jesus shut their mouth and sent them out. He said, all the city gathered to him. All the city. They brought a sick folk. They brought people tormented by devils. And he sent them out. He cast out demons out of their body. And all of them were healed. Totally. When you take this book of Mark chapter 5, also a man called the madman of Gadarene. He has a name which is blamed, but so that we make him make us say that he's popular. That is why the name is after that city. Madmen were many at Gadarene, but his own was number one. His own was superior. That was why they named him madman. Man of Gadarene. He doesn't wear clothes. And he can't be bound. He will shout all the time. And he used broken bottles and stones to injure himself. He sleeps only at the tomb. And wherever he is, no person can pass that place. But on a certain day, the King of Glory, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, told his disciples, let's leave here and go on to the other side. And they went to the other side. It was that particular place that man of Gadarene was. That place that madman of Gadarene was. Let me check verse 3. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Check verse 7. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee, my God, that thou torment them not. This thing, making the strangers tremble. This madman of Gadarene has run to Jesus. The spirit in him began shouting. He came to Jesus. He placed his hand like this. Gestures like this. Anywhere that passed there, he did tear that place. But when he saw Jesus, he could see Jesus. This place is a place to be examined. If a madman can see Jesus and acknowledge himself, they don't go and preach to him and call him. It was the madman that saw Jesus and came to Jesus and bowed down. Any gestures like this? Get out of here. The evil visitors, even they were begging him, the master, they have been in this person's life for long. This, the house they have built, three stories, and different rooms, different parlors, different kitchens, toilets without numbers. Even they are bring, they have born their generations there. They said they are legions. This means they are not thousands. They are not a thousand. They are multitudes in his body. If he wants, if they want him to laugh, he will laugh like thousands of people are laughing. If they want him to shout, he will shout and they will hear him from afar. That is how he does. Jesus said, get out of his life. The strangers in the life of the madman of Gadarene are tough strangers. They are tough demonic strangers. I want to tell you that they are not even like that one in your life. And if they can tremble, if they can tremble, and they can tremble with great fear, and get out of his life with great fear, they say, Master, where should they go? Don't just let them to get out like that. Let them go into the deep. Jesus said, go there. Go there. Go and perish there. And that was how it was. This evening, God will do the same. I said, the Lord will do the same. I said, the Lord will do the same. God will do the same. This is the hour and moment. This is the hour and moment. Do you also, are you ready to take the call? The madman of Gadarene saw Jesus. He turned to him. Jesus has been exposed to you in the world, even if they see him internally. Can you run to him and affect him? Can you give your life to him? Can you forsake every deceit and stupidity of the devil? Can you take your eyes away from the treachery of the devil? And what kind of spirit is telling that you cannot be free from that battle? What kind of spirit is showing you casket that he says you die? How old are you? It doesn't profit God that you die now. It is the voice of the stranger. That noise that you are hearing that you die, that is what the Bible says in the name. That noise is silent. I said there will be silence. What kind of spirit is making you run into love before you go into business? That spirit shouting on you. There will be silence today. Call Jesus into your heart. Open the doors of your heart now. Call him into your heart. Call him into your heart. He's ready to save you. Call Jesus into your heart. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I'm ready to give my life to you, not like before, not like the modern way. I'm ready to accept you as the scripture says. I'm ready to give the control of my life to you. I'm ready to make you control all my dresses, my attitude, my communication. I'm ready to make you control me in all ways. I'm ready to rely all my spirit on you. Keep saying this down. Say, Lord Jesus, I open the doors of my heart to you. I'm ready to accept you. I'm ready to give my life to you. I am ready to hand over my life to you. I am ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready, O Lord. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. Oh Lord, here I am. Jesus. Here I am. Jesus. Here I am. Here I am, Jesus. Here I am, Jesus. Here I am, Jesus. This is my life. I hand over to you, Jesus. My spirit, soul, and body, and my body, I give it unto you, Jesus. Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet.
Baba mi ati Olorun mi.
My Father and my God. You are the righteous and faithful God.
You don't say what and forget them. And you are not, you don't fail in your work. These people say they have given their life to you today. Not just that they came to pray, but they came to accept you. Jesus saved their lives. Because they said it from their heart that they hand over the control of their life to you. They accept the your control and they have accepted to rely on you totally. They say, "Who are righteous God? Save their lives." Oh my Father! Oh my Father! Oh my Father! Save your life! Save them, O Lord! Save them, O Lord! Save them, O Lord! Glory to the name of the Lord! Jesus our Lord! This song I'll tell you to sing is not a joke. If I make you go into some prayers. Orimi ejika ekun ese. Orimi ejika ekun ese tire ni oliwa. Orimi ejika ekun ese. Orimi ejika ekun ese. Orimi ejika ekun ese tire ni oliwa. Mommy do so. Orimi ejika ekun ese. Orimi ejika ekun ese tire ni oliwa patapata. Orimi ejika ekun ese. Orimi ejika ekun ese. Orimi ejika ekun ese tire ni oliwa. Mommy, make sure you do that.
Emi mi, okan mi, gbogbo ara mi.
Emi mi, okan mi, gbogbo ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, gbogbo ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata. Emi mi, okan mi, gbogbo ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, gbogbo ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, gbogbo ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata.
Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi.
Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata.
Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi.
Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Emi mi, okan mi, ago ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata. Amen. You are making the devil tremble. Those sitting beside you, tell them very well, loud and clear. Enemy, offer me, ago ara mi. Enemy, offer me, ago ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata. Enemy, offer me, ago ara mi. Enemy, offer me, ago ara mi. Enemy, offer me, ago ara mi. Tire ni oluwa patapata. Enemy, Okami, Firani Oluwa,
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 Aro Sale,
Firani Oluwa,
Bobo Ayewa,
Firani Oluwa. The power has come. This is not a gentle prayer. You violently pray. Every stranger of the darkness in my body system. And you are now delivered today. It is time today. Come out of your hiding place. Fly out by fire. Say from my ears to my feet. Every demon of my life. Every stranger of my body system. In my body system. And you say you shall fade away. You shall fade away. And you come out of your hiding place. You come out of your hiding place. Come out. By fire.
Ejade nipa seina.
Come out by fire.
Yes.
Oya. Ninu eyin ju. Ninu eyin ju. Ninu eyin ju ninu eti.
In my high boy, in my yes. Come on,
Come on, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
What you want for what you want to know?
You that they are making angry. Every seed of stomach
ache.
Every seed of stomach ache. Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Dinajade. Yes.
Jesus name we pray.
Amen.
And
maybe that you are asking
me. Amen. Like thunder. In Jesus name we pray.
What be delayed? No, you get your wife delayed.
You bring your family and your marriage. Your husband, wife, and children. In the name of Jesus. Every person has a problem. In my marriage, in my family. Come on, by fire.
I bet you tell me, Father, my family is in your house. Fire! In
Every stranger, come on by fire.
By fire, by force.
If I not be far.
By fire, by force.
If I not be far.
Pack your nose and cut fire. Yes. Loruko Jesu Christ. 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 Oh ya 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 ya
ya
ya ya
ya
ya ya
ya ya ya ya ya ya ya
ya ya
ya ya
ya ya ya ya
ya ya ya ya
ya ya ya
ya ya ya ya
ya ya ya ya
ya ya ya ya
ya
ya ya ya ya
ya
ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya
ya ya ya ya Oh yeah, my wallet, 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 my
Holy day.
Loruko Jesu nbi ti e wa nbi ko lo fin ninu aye eni kokan ninu ile kokan ninu igbeyawo kokan ninu idile kokan loju ona ni bi se o ye pele mo eni e kesa dake awon ti o si ami awon angeli olorun ti si ami ti wa nbe eni e mo si ami eni e kesa dake gbugbu eni alejogun o ye mo fo jade e mo fo jade Lana ni ti lo wa loruko Jesu Kristi fire wo ya 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 emi okorun alejo lo je ninu agu ara eniyan jade lore jade 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 eje ki awon aso na ti wo wa la kafiri loruko Jesu Kristi 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 Ni Loruko Jesu Eje kala ka ki Eje ka so ni ka ki Gbogbo eyin ajeje eni Gbogbo eyin emi ogun Ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí ìjàgẹ̀ ìjà dúró ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí tí ń bọ́ ọ́n dẹ́dẹ́ jẹ́ ó yá.
jade jo jade jo jade o ya 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 gbogbo eyin emi arugbo okoko gbogbo eyin emi adani loro fire jade ninu agu ara to wa o ya 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 jade jade jo jade jo jade mo fun oni ma jeli aja jesu 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 aro gbodo ro nibi to wa yen aro gbodo ro alejo ni o oya 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 work out fire work out work out work out work out work out ti lono yo 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 ẹjẹ́ nínú àgbà rẹ̀ ní tẹ́lẹ̀ wa alẹ́ tó ń dé ìwú ẹ̀mí ètò ó yá irú ètò tó ń kó jẹ́ nínú àgbà rẹ̀ yẹn ìwú ẹ̀mí ogun ètò ó yá ewú ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn ètò ó yá jáde ìwú ẹ̀mí ẹyẹ ó yá jáde ó yá ìwú ẹ̀mí ẹranko ó yá jáde ó yá ìwú ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn inú igi inú igbó ìwú ẹ̀mí inú omi ó yá jáde bana jade iwe mi oko orun ani mo fi obu jade lare o ya iwe mi ti eje mu oro de ro yan o ya jade iwe mi atako lere o ya jade mo fun ni iseju kan si meji si bayi nibi to wa mo pe ina ni ori e karo ni o jade o ya o ya ma jade pale ru e mo Jesu wi pe jade kuro lara re ohun oluwa ni jade kuro lara ewu emi ogun to ti fi agu ara won yi to fi aye awon eniyan yi sebugbe ile mo eni to damo ju eni to bi e lo bi baba tabi iya won lo fi o da ma jemu fun oni bi awon gangan ni eni to damo lo nsoro yi o o ya jade kuro lara e Jesu olugbala lo wi re o ya jade lara iwu ajeji emi jade o ya enu lo da jade ni iye dikibi lo da jade gbogbo iwu ara nipa yiyan nipa bibi nipa kike nipa o ya nipa siso ni gbogbo ona o ya mo sílẹ̀ kò sílẹ̀ fún ọ fún jáde lára ẹ̀ fò jáde ó yá ó gbọ́dọ̀ sẹ́kẹ̀ ẹyọkan ó gbọ́dọ̀ sẹ́kù ẹyọkan fún jáde gbogbo ẹ̀mí àtakọ Iná mọ́ lọ́rẹ̀ jáde gbogbo ẹ̀mí tí máa ń lu nípa lójijì ó ya jáde lọ́rẹ̀ ó ya yíṣà ó jáde fúò lọ́rẹ̀ jáde ó gbọ́dọ̀ sẹ́kù ẹyọkan yìí ká Ọlọ́run leléyìí ó lè escape ẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù ó ya níbi kọ́lọ́fín ẹ níbi tó sọ́tọmọ́ sí nínú ẹ̀gbọ́ ara ẹni yẹn ó ya jáde kúrò mẹ́ jáde kúrò ó gbọ́dọ̀ sẹ́kù ẹyọkan mo pàṣẹ fún ọ lórúkọ Jésù fi ayé rẹ̀ sílẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù ó ya fi ayé rẹ̀ sílẹ̀ jáde kúrò lára ẹ̀ jáde pátápátá gbogbo ẹ̀yìn ẹ̀mí ogun ọjọ́ tó ti pẹ́. Ẹ fi ayé wọn sílẹ̀. Yes. Bí ẹ ti ń jáde yẹn, ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ wọnú ayé wọn mọ́. Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ padà wọbẹ̀ mọ́. Kí iná Ọlọ́run kó ṣèdìdí ayé àwọn èèyàn yìí. Kí iná kó ṣèdìdí ayé àwọn èèyàn yìí. Kí iná kó ṣèdìdí ayé àwọn èèyàn yìí. Ẹni tí ò lókun kó lókun báyìí. Ẹni tí ò lè ṣe rere kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe. Àwọn rere tẹ́ ẹ̀ ti lè ṣe nípasẹ̀ mi ń pátára kẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe. Kí ìgbàgbọ́ yín kó máa le báyìí. Kó yí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kó máa yé yín. Atúyín sílẹ̀ kúrò lọ́wọ́ gbogbo ẹ̀mí àjèjì. Kúrò lọ́wọ́ gbogbo àlejò ogun. Atúyín sílẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù. Ẹ ò gbọ́dọ̀ ju àwọn tó bí yín bí ò sí Ọlọ́run fún rẹ̀. Ọlọ́run tó bí yín nípa tẹ̀mí. Ó ní kẹ lọ máa dàbí rẹ̀ báyìí. Lórúkọ Jésù ẹ lọ máa dé ìsí Ọlọ́run ṣe. Ìwọ tó ti kó sínú pàkúté, tó ti kó sínú ìkẹkùn. A fi ọwọ́ iná Ọlọ́run fọ̀ jáde. A fọ̀ jáde. A fọ̀ jáde. A fọ̀ jáde. Ó yọ kúrò lónìí. Ó yọ kúrò lónìí. Ó yọ kúrò lónìí. A tú ọ kúrò nínú gbogbo ìkẹkùn pẹyẹpẹyẹ. Lórúkọ Jésù dá ìtúsílẹ̀. Dá ìtúsílẹ̀. Ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn yẹn jáde kúrò lára. Ó jáde lára. Yes. Ó jáde. Ó jáde. Ó jáde. Ó jáde. Ó jáde. Ó fi ayé rẹ sílẹ̀. O tún wà bákan náà mọ̀. O tún wà bákan náà mọ̀. Ogun ayé ẹ ṣẹlẹ̀ ni. Àwọn rere tó o ti lè ṣe. Àwọn rere tí wọ́n gan ti sọ pèrè sínú kó o lè ṣe. Ó yà lọ ṣe báyìí. Lọ ṣe báyìí. Lọ ṣe báyìí. Lọ máa ṣe. Ògo ni fún Olúwa. Ògo ni fún Olúwa. Olúwa bí ọwọ́. Bó ti bẹ ṣe ń ràwọ̀. Lórúkọ Jésù ó bi ayé rẹ wò. Fún ìtúsílẹ̀. Fún ìwòsàn. Fún ìṣẹ́gun. Fún ìgbéga. Fún ojú rere. Fún àtìlẹyìn. Ní gbogbo ọ̀nà. Fún ìwọ tó wojú Ọlọ́run fún ọmọ. Fún ìlóyún. Fún ìsínínú. Fún ìlóyún. Fún ìbímọ. Fún àbíyè. Fún àtọ́yè. Fún ìlóríyìn. Atúwọ̀ sílẹ̀. Ògo ni fún Olúwa. Ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa. Bí ọwọ́ ẹ sókè kó o máa wí pé Olúwa ò ṣe
fún mi.
Ọwọ́ rẹ sókè dáadáa.
Raise up your head.